6-15. Cass City by 11. 2:40 left in the third. David Messing to Jeffrey Wright. Right wing against Cuthrell. Dives in the lane. Kicks it out to the left corner to Brandel. Brandel slows things down. Dribbles back up to the top. Trying to give it back to Wright. Nothing there. Pass to the left wing to David Messing. Nearly traveled with it. Jeffrey Wright takes the pass. Pulls up for three. Short. That was on the line, but just short. And rebound Logan Schenck. Cassidy out rebounding Ubley in this quarter, 8-1. Sawyer Cuthrell, top of the key, to the right wing to Nick Perry. Perry to back to Cuthrell, into Schenck, right block against Rosenthal. Kicks it back out to Cuthrell, back into Schenck. Back to Cuthrell, screen from Schenck, pops a three off the mark, and rebound Parker Hare. And goes out of bounds, and last touch by Parker Hare, Ubley ball. Cole Mychek comes in, replaces David Messing. And Brad Hacker will come in to replace Logan Schenck. And someone else as well. That's as number 14 sits down. That would be Parker Hare. Minute 45 left in the third quarter, 26-15 in a game that has absolutely zero rhythm. Jeffrey Wright feeds into Brandel in the post, goes up for the shot. He is fouled, goes to the lane and the free throw line for two shots. John Brandel has not attempted a free throw tonight, nor has he scored. Foul goes against number 30, Nick Perry. That's his first and the team's third. First free throw from Brandel is up and hits two parts to the rim. No good. Trevor Jerpeski sits down, replaced by Anthony Sweeney. Out there for Ubley right now. Jeffrey Wright, Anthony Sweeney, Cole Mychek, Trevor Jerpeski at the free throw line. John Brandel shooting a second free throw and misses the second one as well. Rebound brought in by Keith Lounsbury for the ninth team rebound in this quarter for 18 on the night compared to Ubley's 12. Brad Hacker, top of the key, to the top to number 5, Darren Miller, and we have a double foul, it appears. Fouls against Anthony Sweeney of Ubley, as well as a Cass City player, which we hope to find out.
Meantime, the action is going, and Sawyer Cuthrell had to chase that one down the backcourt.
Not quite sure what happened there, but instead a missed shot is... Long rebound, and we have a held ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Bearcats.
It was a nice post feed into Keith Lounsbury. Had a shot, just didn't fall. A little scrum for it, and Ubley ball. They're bringing the ball up right now.
1 minute, 10 seconds remain in the third quarter. 26-15, Cassidy by 11. Ubley on offense at the moment. John Brandel, top of the key, to Cole Mychek, right wing. Goes into the free throw line, spins out, back out to Dominic Rosenthal at the right block. Back out to Sweeney, right wing. John Brandel, top of the key, 50 seconds left. Dominic Rosenthal gets to the left wing, dives to the lane, powers up for the layup and in for 2 points. Rosenthal's first 2 points brings Ubley back within single digits, 26-17, Cass City leading. Sawyer Cuthrell taking his time up the court, potentially going for last shot. Keith Lounsbury, top of the key, over to the right wing, Nick Perry. Nick Perry down the baseline to the right block, goes up for the layup, missed it, and rebound by Jeffrey Wright, and the Bearcats coming the other way. 22 seconds left in the quarter. Jeffrey Wright to the left block. Short corner to Mychek for the little jump shot, no good, and rebound by Darren Miller.
Well, this one should be a last shot with 10 seconds to go.
It should be now. Sawyer Cuthrell, top of the key. Screen coming from Miller from the right. Cuthrell pulls up for three, no. And rebound still loose and brought in by Brandel at the last second, and that's how the third quarter will end. 26-17, Cassidy by 9.
Ram Truck Month is going on now at Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in downtown Cass City. Curtis Chrysler is offering great savings on Ram pickups with 0% financing and great cash back offers. The 2016 Ram Crew Cab is flying off the lot. Stop in and let Dan and Sue show you why you should make your next pickup a Ram pickup. Curtis Chrysler is loaded with Jeep Cherokee 4x4s. The snow has finally come and Curtis Chrysler has your 2016 Jeep Cherokee 4x4 waiting for you with huge savings.
Attention muscle car enthusiasts.
Curtis Curtis Chrysler has a 2015 Dodge Challenger RT left over and it's priced to sell. Stop on in to Curtis Chrysler in downtown Cass City. Visit us on the web at CurtisChrysler.com or call toll free 1-888-ANY-DODGE.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks and struts at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to a $100 rebate when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. Ubley Motor Service will give you a free vehicle inspection. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to a $100 prepaid Visa card when you install Napa shocks or struts through March 31st at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
And on to the fourth quarter, Ubley comes out with Anthony Sweeney popping a three from the right wing. No good. Dominic Rosenthal gets the rebound, and he is fouled on the way back up. He's going to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the fifth team foul against Cass City that goes against Parker Harris. Remains Cass City's 26, Ubley 17, a 9-point lead for the Redhawks on the road at Ubley. Second free throw, no good, in and out. Rebound, Logan Schenk. Parker Hare to Sawyer Cuthrell, right wing from the left wing. Starts his dribble against Sweeney. 2-3 zone from Ubley. Top of the key to Parker Hare, dribbles to the left wing. Comes back to the top, screen from Schenk, and it's stolen by Sweeney.
Sweeney's got some quick hands, good anticipation skills.
Eighth turnover for Cass City to Ubley's four.
Feeds Trevor Dupuski, and back to Sweeney.
Sweeney at the right elbow, pulls up the jump shot off balance, and you know the outcome of that one, rebound Logan Schenk. And we have a whistle. And is a full 30-second timeout on the WLW Sports Network. 6:53 left in the fourth, 26-17, Cass City.
A lot has happened over the past year to make Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store your preferred source for agricultural and mechanical tools and hardware, livestock and pet feeds and meds, convenience lumber, and much more than we can mention here. This year, baby chick days have been added to the Cass City store, and they're taking chick orders now for pickup April 13th, but only at the Cass City location, corner of Bay City, Forestville Road and M53. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. Good luck to the Cass City Redhawks tonight and in the March District Playoffs.
Out of the timeout from Cass City. Feeds it in to Chase Winter on the left-hand layup. No good, but the putback from Darren Miller is good for 2 points. Darren Miller's first points of the night. 11-point lead, 28-17. Jeffrey Wright, pull-up jump shot from the free throw line, and he finally gets one to fall. He has 5 points. Back to that 9-point lead for Cass City. In the left corner to Winter, to the right wing to Hare. Back to Sawyer Cuthrell into the corner to Winter, back to Cuthrell, back to Winter, to Cuthrell, to Hare, right wing. To the left wing, into the corner once again, back out to Cuthrell, to the right wing. Sounds like a promo at Comiskey Park in 1979. Shots up, no good, and rebound still loose, and we have a whistle against Cass City. And it appears to be against number 22, Chase Winter, his second, and team sixth. So the rest of the way out, Ubley will be shooting 1-1 bonus shots. Out there for the Bearcats right now, Jeffrey Wright bringing the ball up. Cole Mychek in the left corner to the right wing to Anthony Sweeney. In the corner is Trevor Dupuski as they feed into Mychek at the high post, and he traveled with it. Fifth turnover for the Bearcats tonight. Substitution, Cass City, number 20, Keith Lounsbury replaces Darren Miller. 5:35 left.